I heard the song that God has an army springing up. And I believe we are part of that army in the body of Christ. And God has promises that he's going to release to the body for his glory. And he's even also showed me, hinting that in the midst of my meditating time a couple of nights ago, to praise his hand. And I said, that sounds non-biblical, praise his hand. And it wouldn't leave me. And what he was saying, exhort him, admonish him, because the hand, when his hand is on a people or situation, it's just like you riding first class in an airplane. And he said his hand is going to do and operate in behalf of his people in this season, especially Bethel. And then I heard this morning when I woke up, and it keeps ringing, and I heard it, Sister Ellison, she was sharing about freeing from bondage. And I heard God say, Pastor Will, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And I believe that God is breaking the chains of bondage and sin off the those that will hear his voice. So it's important for us to just not to speak stuff. I understand the flow of the gifts. I've been prepared for over 30 years now to operate in gifts. I've never seen so many people operate in a gift every day of the week. Prophesy, lie, or sign. Giving a word of wisdom, a word, and their life stays jacked up. That don't line up with the word. You know, and then, you know, it's nothing wrong with that, but the Bible says, out of the mouth of two, not just what you say, God said. God speaks to people, but he has a witness besides you. Then if he give you a gift to give a word of knowledge, yes, it's identify who God is, but the main thing you ought to do is lead them to Christ. God is not short in gifts. We know that. But it's all about winning souls to the kingdom. And I'll put a pause there for a minute. But yesterday we had 13 soldiers to go out in the street, and three got saved. The Lord saved three folks, Pastor Will. That's why God's, you know, it's to win souls. That's the harvest. The harvest ain't how fat your wallet is. You know, we'll become a church that just wants monies. That ain't the mission of God. Mission of God to give you the money to help you win souls, to preach this gospel, but it ain't about your new Cadillac and your new Beamer. And those things, God said all these things be what? But the primary goal of Jesus Christ is to tell dying men and women everywhere that Jesus Christ is still the Son of God, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And still the same yesterday, today, forever. He's still holy. Amen. Say holy.
Holy.
That ain't a bad word. So, just want to admonish the local assembly. Don't let nobody run you up on no snag about you a prophet and you a prophetess and you prophesy and all of that. Live for Jesus. And folk will know who you are. Because God's going to try you if you tell anybody you somebody that ain't set, been set apart to be. Oh, just thought I'd share that. Pride. But I initially said all of that to say that God is about to bless his people. And we must be reminded that whatever God does in, through, and with us, we better hurry up and give him the glory. Hurry up and give him the glory. One of the worst forms of sin is associated with terms of presumption, vanity, boasting, haughtiness, and arrogance. Wow. Pride is associated with presumption. You know how we presume somebody did this and presume somebody was sleeping with her and presume that that ain't God and presume that that is God? It's pride. Vanity. Emptiness. Why live without a purpose? Anything we do from one day to the next should glorify God. We shouldn't wake up with no purpose in life, because that day you won't get back. That's right. You know, what I'm going to do to help somebody today? Everything in God is not automatic. Yeah, I don't know where we get this idea God going to do it. No, he's not going to take away your will and your choice in life. You choose, whatever you choose, God going to, you know, back you up, recompense. There's a recompense for everything you do. Whether it's good, what? Or what? Bad. Okay. Based on your knowing God. Amen? You have a hint?
Yes, sir. Pride.
You already ready for? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Watch this. Watch this. We read sometimes. I had to sit here and listen to myself, listen to that time and time again. But last night, Sister Taylor, the Holy Spirit quickened me. Wants something. The Holy Spirit quickened me. Pride is going somewhere. And it's headed for. Pride goeth before. So pride heads to destruction. Pride has a path. And that's why pride is so dangerous, because most people that operate in it are the last ones to know they've been deceived. Pride is a form of deception. Yes. I've been there before, some years ago. How did you get there in that, Brother Henson? I thought you never asked. I always refer back to my former pastor and how I, and one of the most dangerous people to get pride is a leader.
That's right.
Something about titles, something about being elevated. That's why God tells us in 1 Peter 5, he said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And he told the younger elders that in that chapter. And so God warns us, because the blessings that he has for us, you need to know that it's him, and you need to stay humble for what he about to do. Now, can I say this? This is prophetic. In other words, warning is coming before God bless us. So prepare yourself to receive blessings spiritually first. And then God will honor you with his favor and with his grace thereafter. And everybody is in a season, but corporately, God is about to do something, because God is sending a warning of not walking in pride, but walking in humility. Y'all with me? So I wanted to say, so pride goes before destruction. What's the next segment of that scripture?
And a haughty spirit
before a fall.
Yes.
In other words, when one fall as a believer, it's because they are haughty in their spirit.
That's right.
They didn't take heed to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, which is also recognized as the fivefold ministry. Can I teach this a little bit? When God puts his hand out, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and the teacher, is for us to operate under that authority. Can I teach a little bit? The Bible says all authority that's been given have been ordained of God. Case in point, in Boston, in the state of Massachusetts, there was the mayor, there was the governor, and there was the authorities, which included the FBI, Home Security, all of those that brought forth the capture of those two young men. But if you had seen some of the tapes, the mayor would speak, then he would yield to the governor. But the governor gave him the permission to speak in behalf of his city.
Right.
He didn't take that authority.
Right.
And when the mayor finished, he gave the authority back to where it belonged, which was the governor of the state. Y'all stand with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't jump over authority just because you have a gift. In your life and in your spirit, you've been taught that there is a prophet, there is a priest, and there is a king in you. But all of them have been placed to submit one to another. I feel like teaching that. And the Bible says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, subject yourselves one to another. Some of us have a problem submitting ourselves one to another. And so what God warns us to beware, because his hand is upon his church. Now, it's going to get clearer in a few minutes. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 26. Pride is dangerous. He was a young man that was called a king at the age of 16 years old. The Bible says he served for over 52 years as a king over Judah, God's people. And the scripture say, as long, and we're going to read some of it, but let me just kind of, as long as he accepted the influence of the prophet, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought God through the eyes of the prophet, God caused him to prosper. There was also some priests there in the midst of that. They had their assignment. King had his assignment. Prophet had his assignment. But because the king, Uzziah, was successful, he became so strong and so powerful that he began to move out of his purpose. Let's find out. Now, the word Uzziah means Yahweh is my strength. God is going to help some of us to learn his strength, not our own strength.
Amen.
And I'm first partaker, first lady that we know where we are. At this particular time, it's bad to be in the will of God and not know you're in the will of God. I'm going to say that again. It's bad to be in the will of God and not know you're in the will of God. Not cognizant of the fact that you're right in the divine purpose of God. And when I say not know you're in the will of God, because you don't know what he's doing in your life at that time. I know, Minister Green, that God has allowed me and is still allowing me to depend totally on his strength. I used to read this scripture all the time. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Okay, Lord, I got that. But it ain't what I thought I hear. He's going to bring us to a place to understand that apart from his strength, there is nothing going on. Oh, I'm going to talk to some of y'all because y'all think you have arrived. I don't know who y'all is, but God don't waste his breath. How do you know that, Pastor? I think everybody know how old I am about now. I talk about it all the time. How old am I?
65.
I'm 65 years old. And folks say, well, how do you feel to be 65? Well, I don't know. I ain't never been 65. But my point is, right now in my physical man, there's weakness. Not so much just physical weakness, but the enablement to be strong. I know it sounds contradicting what I'm saying, but there's a strength in us that we know not of until we see that the strength ain't there. Y'all better walk with me. Paul said, I was made weak, but I might be made strong in him, and his grace is sufficient. So I'm learning how to appreciate the only thing that can carry me is God's strength. You remember the story in the 14th chapter where we're back in when Moses spoke to, he spoke to Joshua, he spoke to Caleb, and he promised Caleb that he would give him his inheritance. That was at the age of 40 years old, but it wasn't until he was 85. Moses had gone off the scene and Joshua was the warrior. Now you got to be will of war, you got to be warlike. You get that? Caleb came to Joshua. He said, well, back when I was 40 years old, God promised me this inheritance. I want my mountain now. And Joshua said, well, your lot is Hebron. I'm going to give you Hebron. Can you handle it? Sure, I can handle it. The Bible says that at the age of 40, when he was promised that mountain, he was just as strong when he was 85. God for us. When I die, my desire is to, when I go home to be with the Lord, because I'll never die, but when I cease to expire in this vessel, I want to go to sleep. I don't want to leave here from diabetes and cancer, all them other forces of dis-ease. I want to go to sleep in peace. I don't need dis-ease. Y'all are catching. So whatever you going without God is disease. And the Bible says that in Deuteronomy 34th chapter, say Moses went to sleep and his strength was not abated. Some of y'all need to read the Bible. That's where your promises is. It ain't about getting rich. You better know how you're going to leave here and how you're going to live today. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. You can have all the money in the world. If you ain't got your strength and your health, you might as well go on and check out. That's a covenant promise God made to all of us. But we got to know it's in the will. We got to know it's in the will. I thank God for grace, Brother Illy, because if I was called to be a pastor in the Old Testament time, I wouldn't qualify. I was lame in my legs. Bad back, I wouldn't qualify. Deformed, I wouldn't qualify. Thank God for his grace. The law killeth. Spirit giveth life. I'm closing in a few minutes. Yeah. Let's see what Uzziah messed up. Remember, Yahweh was his strength. 16 years old. God let him serve for 52 years. He wants to get high-minded in his latter years. Read, sir.
Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah.
See, before you get set apart, somebody got to qualify you. Somebody got to confirm you. Somebody got to set you apart. I don't care how spiritual you are. God ain't going to send you out there to do his will and you just flying out. Or you're an overnight wonder. And you got all the revelations. It don't work like that. It does not work like that. You got to be confirmed. You got to be appointed. You can't get anointed without an appointment.
Oh, that's good.
See? He don't have no respect to person, but he ain't gonna let you use his name in vain. Maybe it's my change of life. Do y'all feel a little human? Oh, Lord. I'm getting ready to get that funny streak in me now. All right, we're just about winding up. I promise we're going to get out of here before 1:30 this day. Go ahead, sir.
He built Eloth and restored it to Judah.
Yeah, Eloth was a prominent land Ella was a place where a lot of pastures were, palm trees. It was a fruitful place. God don't never give you, God does not ever give you something that's not fruitful.
Amen.
If you're struggling with anything that you're trying to aspire to become and it's not bringing forth fruit and it's dying, then you better check and see if it come from God. Because even Psalm 115 say that you're going to increase more and more. You and your children. Ain't that God's word? Read, son.
And restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem.
Yes.
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord,
yes,
according to all that his father Amaziah did.
Did what was right before the Lord. Read.
And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God.
See, we not islands. I need you, Sister Hale. You need me. We need each other.
That's right.
He needed the prophet because the prophet had wisdom and understanding. Amen. So just because we got a gift or even got an office, we're not, God didn't birth us in the kingdom to be separate from one another.
That's right.
We jointly fit one to another. Amen.
Amen.
So here was the man of God. As long as he connected with the Lord through the prophet with wisdom and understanding, which was, what's his name?
Zechariah.
Read.
And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Read.
And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and break down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines.
Yeah.
And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians, and dwelt in Gerbal and the Mehanim. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering of Egypt.
God will bring, this is what I want to say, and you can tell when you got a little pride in your life, just a little bit. See, don't never start out big, Sheila, but when you like to be in the know of everything, when you like the things of the world that you like influence, there's nothing wrong with God placing you in influence among influential people, but don't become covetous to be in high places.
Amen.
God will be the one that open up the door. You don't need to push here, push there. I know here, I'm rubbing shoulders with that. If God wills you to be there, you'll be there at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing. Say
amen.
So if you got an itch about being in the midst of somebody, you somebody. You don't have to qualify yourself because this one got that and that one got that. That don't mean nothing.
Amen.
You got to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Can I say it? Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And I'll be great. I'll be honest. I know the devil heard me. But really, it's the truth. I ain't never had that kind of spirit.
Right.
I don't need that. I don't need to, what's the word, elevate myself, or what is that? That's it. I don't need to validate who I am by being around
Amen.
Influential
Amen.
People.
That's right.
Amen.
When you know who you are, when you know God is the one that opened doors that no man can
Amen.
Shut,
Amen.
You don't have to put yourself
Amen.
In a place. See me, I'm here, don't clean. Went to the dentist 2 weeks before and got you an extra super white cleaning so you can be seen.
Amen.
I mean, we need to deal with what's going on in our hearts.
Amen.
I really ain't never had that problem. Never, even before I got saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But there are people that struggle, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
People will build you up. and see you fall. God is saying something here. You don't have to push no door open. I've been blessed recently, and I just want to share the church, because this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous. And the owner of Chick-fil-A came to my office about 2 weeks ago, and he went to several other churches, but he came to Bethel. And he fine young man, very articulate, yeah, and very, you could see the spirit of excellence was on him. And he wants to help the communities in Portsmouth and through the surrounding cities, and he got a lot of plans, and he's well educated, but he still, that education didn't get him to act a fool. What is it about education that causes us to act a fool? Education is great. That's what I push that. But you're not having nothing but knowledge. You're getting just a lot of information. But I see some educated fools in my life. You ain't all of that in a bag of chips. You just got one area of expertise, not even expertise, general knowledge. And we make people look small. But I brought all that to point about influence. So the young man, he's a young man, probably in his early 40s, middle 40s, fine young man. I could see that God had showed me favor in the purpose that he's yet fulfilling. And so he's getting ready to open up his business here in Portsmouth, and he hired couple of people from the church, and he's getting ready to have a dedication, and he came back last week, and he said, well, Pastor Hinton, would you and your wife accompany us? So I'd like for you to do three things on the podium for dedication, grace, and prayer. But in my heart, I know God wanted some representation. Mm-hmm. I said, I got some leaders that are qualified, know how to speak, and will not make you ashamed. I said, I got several of them. I said, but I got a couple I'll send in my stead. And I told them who it was, and they going to be there representing the church, representing the city, representing God. Read, son.
For he strengthened himself exceedingly.
See what he did? See what he did, Waters? He strengthened himself. He no longer depended on God's direction. He started getting puffed up in himself. Read.
Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem.
Look what God did. He let him build towers in Jerusalem. Read.
At the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall.
Yes.
And fortified them.
Yes.
Also, he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle.
Listen at that. He built towers in the desert and dug wells for water to flow. This man was off the chain. God used him mightily. He was a great king. When the devil know that you're going to make an impact on the millions of people, that this man, he's coming after you with all. Yeah. When you're on the hit list, you can't think that you're a friend of the world just because they juice you up. Right. The world hates you. Amen. Look at the name, say the world hates you.
For he had much cattle, both in the low country.
He was filthy rich. Both in the low country, read.
And in the plains.
And in the plains.
Husbandmen also.
Oh, he had sheep, cattle. My God, read.
And vine dressers in the mountains.
Oh, can you imagine vine dresser, vineyard, wine and dining and living large? This brother had it. Read.
And in Carmel, for he loved husbandry.
See? You remember that old fool of, what was her name? Abigail. Her husband had a lot of stuff going on in Carmel. Carmel was a fruitful place. That's where husbandry dwelt there. Didn't it say Carmel?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, y'all read your Bible now. Don't look at me strange. You got to go further than Jesus wept. It's in 1 Samuel 25th chapter.
It's in there.
Read, son.
Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men.
I'm going to connect this thing up by the grace of God. Go ahead, son.
That went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account. By the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Mahaziah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy.
Yes.
And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host, yes, shields, yes, and spears, yes, and helmets, and habergeons.
Habergeon, that's close. Go ahead, son.
And bows, yes, and slings to cast stones.
Wow.
And he made in Jerusalem engines.
Engines. Back in the day. Y'all missing it. He ain't talking about today. This was back in the day. When they had number of camels and cows and herds, this brother was witty invention was making engines. Read, son.
Invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks.
His men, Sister Port, was smart. They was wise. They were cunning. When Solomon had his kingdom, his servants looked like him. If your leader gonna prosper, you supposed to prosper. The anointing's supposed to fall from the head down. The Bible says ain't supposed to be a barren one amongst you. If you operate in the order that God has set apart for your life, read.
To shoot arrows and great stones withal.
Yes.
And his name spread far abroad.
Name everywhere. He ain't had to go put his name on Facebook. I was listening. I'm trying to get out of here on time. I was listening at, looking at the game yesterday, Hinton, the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. The owner before the new owner, mm-hmm, what's his name? Who? See? Jay-Z now sitting. He was already rich.
Oh, yeah.
But then Jay-Z now coming to the game, and he sold his team to another owner. Mm-hmm. We supposed to have streams,
multiple streams
of finances. Yes, y'all ain't gonna talk.
Yes,
with
sir.
Me.
I'm gonna talk.
You
to
ain't
you.
Never seen no broke king.
Never. When a king long as you were.
But we got to start somewhere. We can't keep procrastinating. We not gonna get but 70. That's allowed to us. And if we live to be 80 and 90, except we be strong in God, we're going to be miserable people. Yeah. I want to get y'all mentality by the grace and spirit of God. You ain't supposed to be no 9-to-5 forever. You're supposed to let your money work for you.
That's right.
But you got to have a plan. More to life than just a house and a car.
Amen.
Am I going somewhere?
Yes,
still dealing with our pride. That's the root of it. See, if we got pride, God can't trust us. Amen. That's the first thing. If we dealing with pride, he can't advance us. Amen. Until we know that, like David said, everything that I have come from God. Amen. This is where your treasure is, where the word is in your heart. Amen. You get the word in your heart, you'll excel. Let's, for the sake of time, let's roll where he messed up, son.
Okay.
Uzziah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I don't want to keep y'all too long.
Okay. Verse 16.
But
when he was strong.
See, when he was strong, when he got strong in himself, when he stopped depending on the prophet and staying in his area of calling, something happened. Read.
His heart was lifted up to his destruction.
He got prideful. He wouldn't listen to anybody. It's a dangerous person that won't listen to anybody.
Amen.
That's why I have people that I'm accountable to.
That's right.
If I can't listen to counsel, then I don't deserve to give counsel.
That's right.
And too many people call these different pastors. I see someone once, a lot of pastors do this. You my dad, you my spiritual. If I be your dad,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. I think it was in Malachi it talks about that. A father. First chapter of Malachi. I think it talks about if I'm your father, why don't you treat me like a father? Oh, that's my spiritual dad. I don't even know you. I'm a poor father, don't even know the child at his birth. All these kind of games and gimmicks people play in the body of Christ. And expect to be blessed. Go ahead, Hinton.
For he transgressed against the Lord his God.
He transgressed. He transgression means to cross the boundaries of your purpose. When you trespass in somebody's yard, you had no right mm-hmm. because it was not your property, mm-hmm. nor was you authorized by mm-hmm. the owner to walk on that land. So transgression is more than just sinning. Mm-hmm. You premeditated mm-hmm. in doing something that was not your right to do. Go ahead.
And went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense.
Now he jumped over kingship and went to the temple to offer up prayers and incense, the job of a priest. He went where he wasn't supposed to go. Read.
And Azariah, the priest, went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord.
Look at this, Sister Richardson. That name Azariah means, well, now, The name, the 80 priests, 80 is the number of age, matured. He had 80 priests that went with Azariah. The Bible said they were valiant men.
Mm-hmm.
They was wise men. They was trying to keep this clown.
Hmm.
From getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. What are you doing up here in mm-hmm. the temple? Mm-hmm. And they gave him a visual.
Yes, yes.
Do you see anybody in the temple look like you? Can you get a clue you don't belong in here?
That's right.
You close the Bible. And then that day, God struck him with leprosy, until he died. Soft music, please. Now I'm going to show you this. Because the Lord is speaking, and I know he's speaking. There's some of us that we're heading for a fall because of our pride. There was a man named Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets that wrote 66 books, chapters, in his name, Isaiah the prophet. And that same Uzziah was so engaged with his influence towards Isaiah, that Isaiah could not see the Lord until God removed him. Y'all, go read it. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled. He could not see. Don't let people start using you to control you that you can't see God. Don't let no preacher, no teacher, no prophet, nobody influence your life that you can't hear the voice of God. God is always speaking. Are we hearing? Are we listening? I hope you got something out of this. Put your hands together for Jesus.